Is that a people? Is this what the name of it is? Well, it's called Mrs. Murphy's House.
One, two, three, four.
Presented to Ziegfeld to be used in a musical, and he didn't like it. And so it didn't end up in his musical Simple Simon in the 1930s. But later on, it got in a piece in a musical called Evergreen, which opened in London, and this piece turned out to be a showstopper. It turned out to be the favorite part of the whole thing. Not too long ago, when I was in Denver, in the Brown Palace Hotel, listening to a pianist, gray-haired pianist, and I walk up to him and I said, "Do you know Dancing on the Ceiling?" And he looked at me with a gleam in his eyes, as I'm way too young. And then proceeded to tell me that it was banned in England for being too risque. Oh. Now, mind you, these are the words that are too risque. It's this woman who's just thinking about her lover, and she says, "He dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed, in my sight, through the night. I try to hide in vain," the word's pretty corny, "underneath my counterpane. There's my love up above. I whisper, 'Go away, my lover, it's not fair. But I'm so grateful to discover he's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for my love.'" And that was banned in London.
Oh,
banned. In England.
Banned.
What? Banned.
What year was that?
1930s.
1930s.
Uh-huh.
Goodness.
And
I'm
going to...
Why bad? Bad lyrics deserve something.
Bad lyrics, yeah. The lyrics are bad. They deserve But the music's pretty. I'm going to play... I'm going to play the version out of the book, and then... I'm just starting to experiment with arranging with jazz chords. So the second round through is my version, if I can remember it.
Didn't Fred Astaire do this?
Yeah, I think so.
Toby, this is hard for me as it was for you.
There are some bedroom down at the end of the hall, I don't know. With coats on. All right.
Rafael Corteville.
That's a nice piece.
Largo.
Yeah. And then Angel.
Sonata in.
Largo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you definitely
Largo.
Are improved.
Yeah, you're getting good on it. You're getting good on it.
It's a nice sound. They have the harpsichord or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted harpsichord with it.
Yeah. What do you have? Just the piano?
No. Well, we have the harpsichord too up in the on its side right now, you know. You notice it hasn't been out there?
Oh. Oh.
Well, we shuffle it between one kid's bedroom and the other. It still can't be played yet. He's still waiting to get parts.
Besides you. Or Prairie.
Right. Well, if it's playable, they sell for about $2,500.
Oh, once we build
on. Oh, really?
Yep.
So it's worth.
I did some research on the internet, and that seems to be the going price for one that's in need of work.
Oh. In need of work.
Where is the harp?
Yeah,
but we've adopted it though.
Oh, you have
temporary. And if Prairie gets the money from it, they can pay us rent for the studio.
Yeah,
storage rent, right?
I think I need to get a commission for getting it out of Prairie.
I think we ought to
actually.
Yeah.
The man who let the strollers you take it.
Somebody called
me.
Oh, that was our next door neighbor.
Right.
And they drove up with it in the back of their truck one day, and we said,
"You drove up in the truck."
What are you doing on a harpsichord?
Leo got out and said, "I've got something of yours out."
Yes, what I did is I said, "Well, when you're done with it, for they were using for the play. Mm-hmm. When you're done with it, I'm trying delivering it to Nettleton."
So they did. They carried it right in the house when they were done with it.
I can't.
I said, "Leo, what are you doing?"
I redid the keyboard. I had to spend a lot of time on
the keyboard. Where would I put it?
In the parking
lot. In your bedroom. Just like if you did something sideways. You just take the legs off, and it only takes about this much space.
Well, that's
gravity. Gravity is a bit of a problem when it's on its side.
At Prairie, we used it as a desk, and you put flowers on.
I have a desk.
Table. And then you just take the top off.
It's a little too tall for a dining room table. You'd rather cut the legs down.
Yeah, if you cut the legs off, Rob wouldn't be able to play it. I'd have to see you with a lower.
I can cut my legs off.
I was thinking maybe we want to do a set of romantic pieces.
Oh, why not?
There were a couple of us that thought about Valentine's
Day.
We picked our things.
Is that what you mean by a set piece?
Yeah. I could end up
with
Carol.
Yes, we could do Rachel at
the end. His harp support, his piano, and her piano.
That would be funny. We do the Red Mannequins, then have Rachel.
Because they're going to get a big
I don't know.
We could.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't want to hurt that.
He keeps saying
so. Okay, let's do it. Yes. This is a romantic set.
They have a few music rooms.
This is an armrest here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, what was the old Posey's Berry?
Oh, we didn't get the other one.
Oh, we don't need to. She's going to do something
wrong. Oh, Carol.
Carol.
Sure. Why not?
Oh, Carol
played.
Yeah, Carol.
Was there an
orchid? What? Major
in teaching. I'm going to tell you.
Romantic pieces. So this one is Hello, Young Lovers. Keeping an eye.
Music. I have your music.
I have mine.
This is yours.
Now, you guys have a romantic thing that you go to. You got chocolate on your knees. I don't know what it is.
No secret.
Before we start, I just have to say that
there's a music
That's okay. 4 years ago today, I received an electronic ecologically correct Valentine. Where I've got some other glasses. And something was said at Prairie Society about saving paper on this ecologically correct Valentine that I got through the through email. And it was the first Valentine I'd ever gotten from this man.
So I brag about being ecologically correct.
So then I piped up and said, yeah, but I printed out a whole bunch of copies. And there's something I've wanted to do for a long, long time. You can pass it around.
is this a surprise for him?
No. Well, yeah, just a surprise.
Is that the Valentine? Is that it?
That's not the computer.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
How long was that before you were married?
Huh?
Is that before you were married?
Uh-huh.
I can't keep track of the years.
Before years in May.
4 years in May, so it was just
before you.
Just before you were married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a long time. February to May.
Yeah. Play, Irene.
It's that song about April.
Thank you.
but you're true.
Yes, absolutely. I keep thinking about
the flute. Are you singing again?
Girl, right down. Here.
Oh, wow.
I
gotta have a
book.
Oh, okay. Just turn that page. Why don't you stand over here so
you
don't do this?
No, I'm gonna be singing this way. I'm gonna be singing that
way. This is from a Billie Holiday book. The words and music are by Leo Robin and Ralph Granger.
Granger Hall named after?
Probably.
Oh, Jerry!
Oh,
mathematics.
Level righteousness.
Oh,